Today we're building a roughneck rag cut in Ableton Live 12, but not the cheesy kind that sounds pasted over the top of the beat. We're making a vocal that behaves like part of the system. Something chopped, weighty, tense, and properly locked into a smoky warehouse DNB roller. The goal here is simple. You want the vocal to feel like it's cut into the track's bloodstream, not sitting on top of it. That means it needs attitude, rhythm, and control. It should work as intro texture, drop identity, and a transition weapon all at once. And if you get it right, it will survive a loud master without turning harsh, smeared, or messy. Start with a vocal phrase that already has character. A rag line, a shout, a command, anything with a strong rhythmic contour. Don't overthink the source at this stage. Drag it into an audio track and trim it down to the most useful one or two words, maybe even just a syllable if that's the strongest part. You're not building a full performance here. You're building a sampled weapon. If the timing needs it, use warp, but only as much as you need. In DNB, you want the first clear transient or consonant to sit with the grid, but you do not want to crush every bit of human movement out of it. A little push and pull can actually make it feel nastier. What to listen for here is the attack. Does the phrase have a strong consonant, a juicy vowel, or a clean stop that can become a chop point? If it already sounds aggressive dry, you're in a good place. If it sounds polite or thin, don't force it to do the job without some processing later. Now build the rhythm around the snare, not against it. That's a big one. In a drum and bass track, the snare is usually the anchor, so the vocal should answer it, frame it, or dodge around it. A really useful starting point is a simple tube bar call and response. Put a short statement on the offbeat, maybe the end of one, then let it answer with a clipped repeat near the end of the bar. On the next bar, give it a sharper reply that lands just before the snare, then leave some space. What to listen for is pocket. The vocal should add momentum without stealing the backbeat. If it feels like it's stepping on the snare, move it a little earlier or later. In this style, 10 to 30 milliseconds can make a massive difference. That tiny shift can open the groove right up. From there, build a focused Ableton stock chain. Keep it simple and intentional. One solid option is EQ8, then saturator, then auto filter, then compressor. High pass the vocal somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz, so it stays out of sub-territory. If it feels boxy, gently trim somewhere around 250 to 500. If it sounds nasal, look around 800 Hz to 1.2 kHz. Then add saturator, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, with soft clip on if needed. That gives you a bit of bark and helps the vocal survive in a loud mix. After that, use auto filter for tension. A low pass around 4 to 8 kHz can make the phrase feel foggier and more warehouse-like. A band pass sweep can give it that scanned radio, cut through the smoke energy. Then a compressor, but keep it modest. You want control, not flattening. Just a few dB of gain reduction on peak so the chop stays stable. Another good chain is dynamic tube, EQ8, echo, and utility. That one is dirtier and more unstable. It's great if you want the vocal to feel more intoxicated, more murky, more dangerous. Use echo only for select words or throws, not all the time. And keep utility on hand so you can hold the center together and manage width later. If you're choosing between the two, go with the first chain if you want clarity and club function, and the second if you want a harsher, more ominous warehouse character. Why this works in DNB is because the vocal lives in the same mid-range zone as the snare, the reese, and the top loop detail. That space gets crowded fast. Controlled saturation and smart EQ let the vocal cut through without having to win a volume war. That's the whole game. Once the contour feels right, resample it. Freeze and flatten, or print it to audio. This is where the idea becomes a proper instrument. Now you can edit it like a drum part. Tighten phrase endings, cut out breaths, create little gaps where the groove needs bounce, and isolate any great consonants or bits of rasp for pickups. What to listen for after resampling is density without blur. You want enough mid-range body for the vocal to survive beside the snare and bass, but not so much that it turns wet and smeared. If it feels blurred, the processing chain is probably too long or the compression is doing too much. In that case, shorten the decay and simplify the control. If you need more weight, add a second layer only if it has a job. That's important. In advanced DNB, extra layers must solve a problem. Maybe you need a dirtier lower duplicate for body, a filtered high duplicate for presence, or a delayed throw for atmosphere. But don't add layers just because you can. If you do add a lower layer, keep it narrow and high pass it around 150 to 250 Hz, so it doesn't muddy the sub area. If you add a high layer, band pass it so it feels like air and attitude rather than another full range vocal. Keep the main layer centered. If you want width, Let the side layer be wide. The core needs to stay strong. If the track folds to mono in a club or on a DJ booth some, the phrase should still hit with authority. Now shape the groove with automation. Open the clip envelope and use volume, filter frequency, or send length to make the phrase breathe over 4 or 8 bars. This is where the raga cut starts to feel like it belongs inside the arrangement. A very effective move is to thin the vocal in bars 3 and 4 of an 8-bar loop. Let the drums take over, then slam the vocal back in on the downbeat. That creates tension and gives the DJ a clear cue point. You can also automate a low pass from around 6 or 8 kHz down to 3 or 4 before a drop hit. Then open it sharply on the first downbeat, or throw a tiny delay tail on the last word of the phrase. Just don't let the movement become constant. If the filter is always sweeping, the vocal loses authority. Treat filter automation like lighting, not like decoration. Now bring the whole thing back into context. Test it with the kick, snare, hats, and bass playing together. This is the real checkpoint. Solo lies. The full arrangement tells the truth. What to listen for here is the snare. The snare should still feel like the main anchor. If the vocal masks the crack, try moving it slightly, reducing 2 or 3 dB around the snare bite zone, or shortening the phrase with a tighter edit. If the bass is thick and reese heavy, keep the vocal a little less dense when the bass sustains. In a warehouse roller, the bass should feel like the floor, and the vocal should feel like the blade cutting across it. At this stage, think in terms of two characters. Make a filtered intro version and a fuller drop version. The intro version should be narrower, darker, less present, and maybe a little more delayed. The drop version should be more direct, brighter, and more clipped. That separation is gold for arrangement. It gives the DJ something to mix over, and it gives the drop something to land with impact. For the tail of the phrase, use echo or delay sparingly. A short sync delay, maybe 1/8 or dotted 1/8, with moderate feedback can give you smoke without washing out the beat. High pass the delay returns so the low mids don't build up, and automate it only on the final word or final chop. Keep the main vocal body relatively dry. The dry center gives it authority. The tail gives it atmosphere. And here's a very real mastering-minded point. Once the vocal is working, print it and do a final sanity pass like you're already thinking about the master. You don't want unpredictable peaks or huge stereo tricks in the low mids. Keep the center firm. If you want width, put it in the upper air, not in the body. On a big system, a slightly smaller vocal that punches cleanly is better than a huge one that eats the groove. If you notice the vocal sounds great in solo but collapses when the drums come back in, that's your sign to simplify. Maybe it's too busy. Maybe the tail is too long. Maybe you're over-widening the core. The fastest fix is often the boring one. Shorten the note, trim the consonant, or move the clip a tiny amount. In this style, that tiny edit can matter more than another device. A strong sign you're close is when the vocal creates identity without demanding attention. You should remember it, but not be able to pick apart every tiny movement in it. That means it's functioning like part of the rhythm section instead of floating above it as a feature. A couple of advanced ideas worth keeping in your pocket. One is a shadow copy. Keep the main cut dry and centered. Then make a filtered duplicate that answers at a bar later. That can sound ritualistic and dark if you keep it shorter and darker than the lead. Another is microchops. Slice one word into tiny fragments and use them like a ghost percussion layer. That can be very effective around fills or bar turns. And if you want extra menace, a slightly distorted short delay often works better than long reverb. Reverb can soften a DNB cut too much. So the core workflow is this. Choose a strong phrase. Trim it hard. Lock it to the snare pocket. Shape it with a simple stock device chain. Resample early. Build a clean core and only add extra layers if they do a job. Automate the tension so the phrase breathes with the arrangement. Then test everything in full context, not in solo. Remember, the best raga cuts in drum and bass do not feel like a vocal pasted on top. They feel like they're part of the machine. Rough-edged, intelligible, rhythmic, and controlled enough to survive a loud master. That's the sweet spot. Now take the 4-bar exercise and build one intro version and one drop version. Use one main phrase, one optional throw, one automated filter move, and one delay throw. Keep it monosafe, keep the snare clear, and print a resampled version once it feels right. If you've got time, push into the 3-version challenge and make an intro print, a direct drop print, and an effects-heavy transition print from the same source. Do that, and you'll stop treating the vocal like decoration. You'll start using it like a weapon. And that's where the real warehouse energy lives.